Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us this morning. So on today's show, I have Erica Collins. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited because this is your first time on the show.
It is, yes.
And for those of you that may not know, Erica Collins, she works in our human resource department, and she is one of our recruiters here, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about kind of walk-in Wednesdays and opportunities at Wayne Memorial Hospital, correct?
Correct. Exciting, yes.
Yeah. Now, I remember when you came in for interviews for the hospital. Because how long have you been with us?
So it'll be 4 years in July.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been great. Right?
Yeah. Because originally, I think you were thinking about working in our public relations department, right?
Yeah. I met with
Lisa,
and I was kind of exploring different opportunities myself. So,
right.
Yeah. So I see both. To experience both ends here. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So, but I think you definitely have found your niche here at Wayne Memorial.
Yes, definitely love my position. Absolutely. Yeah.
So again, thanks for joining us this morning. Let's talk about what is Walk-in Wednesdays.
Yes, what is Walk-in Wednesdays? So Walk-in Wednesdays is an opportunity to learn about job opportunities available at Wayne Memorial Hospital. You can walk right into the Human Resources Building on Wednesdays in June between the hours of 10 and 3, and you have an opportunity to meet with a recruiter. So a recruiter will sit down with you one-on-one and discuss certain positions.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, the biggest question is where you're located.
Oh, yes. That is an important piece of this
and
puzzle here.
Yeah, because we have to laugh because we're right next to each other, right?
We are.
Our buildings.
Yes. We have the two White Houses right across the street from the emergency room entrance of the hospital. Let's see. Carol's building is on the right if you're looking from the street, and our building is on the left.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a human resources sign in the lawn. The address is 500 Park Street, Homesdale, PA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we often get people to come to our building because you may see the sign on the community relations building that says we're hiring, but it's actually the building next to us, the second White House.
Yes.
Right? And is there a phone number? Because we'll repeat that again at the end.
Sure. 570-251-6539.
Okay.
That's the number you can call.
Great, great, and ask some questions about it. But again, you can just walk right in. That's why we're calling it Walk-in Wednesdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody was to come in, do they need to bring anything with them? You know, do they need to prepare for this kind of interview, right?
Yeah.
Or meet and greet.
Right, meet and greet. Yeah, so I think that's a great question. I think a good way to prepare before coming into the HR office on Wednesday is to really first have a really good idea of a position that you're interested in and what you're looking for. And I think a great way to kind of explore the options and what's available is to go to our website, which is wmh.org. And on the website, there is a list of all the jobs available with their job descriptions. So you can get a really good idea of what we're offering.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy to navigate on the website. If you just go to the homepage, like I said, wmh.org, on the right, there's a careers tab. And if you click on that, there's actually three locations. And obviously, you'd pick Wayne Memorial Hospital site.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, you know, going back to your question, prepare. I would look at that list, maybe have a really good idea of what you're interested in. You can go ahead and apply. That will help expedite the whole process because we do process all the applications through that system there that you log on to.
Mm-hmm.
You can also prepare by bringing your resume with you. So that's right in my site there when I meet with you and see your experience then and when we talk. So that would be helpful.
Great. So like a couple of, opportunities for someone to, again, get things in the system, right.
Mm-hmm.
Or be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, really important for people to know. Is Walk-in Wednesdays like Walk-in Wednesdays? That's a tongue twister.
Don't say that 2 times fast.
<I know. laughs> Is it limited to certain positions?
No, we are hiring across the board in all units and departments. So we have both clinical positions and non-clinical positions available. Some of our non-clinical positions include registration clerks, central service aides, licensed social workers, unit coordinator monitor techs, Our clinical positions include registered nurses. We're hiring registered nurses in all units with a focus really in emergency room and OR. We are actively recruiting nurses, and we just recently increased our nurses' hourly rate and also shift differential and on-call rates. So big push for nurses, but also radiology as well. We have rad tech positions available, mammogram techs, so a lot in radiology as well. So I guess I could go on and on with all the list. I'll just name a couple more. So, I mean, again, not limited to, but some of the positions were, I think, trying to fill right away would be in nurse aides for second shift and third shift as well. Assistant surge techs for OR. I'm having a time.
That's okay. I know. And it is early in the morning. Yeah. I get it. Yes.
And phlebotomist.
So, you know, when you mentioned these positions, is there any on the job training? Because some people may look at that and be like, I don't have any experience, or is this something that they can learn if they apply for that position? Because there are, like, for example, a registered nurse, you have to be a registered nurse in order to apply for something like that.
Right.
But are there positions within the hospital that can include on-the-job training?
Yes. There are several positions that are on-the-job training. So that's what I love about Wayne Memorial Hospital. We provide, you know, some great training and education. So phlebotomist is one. We do, you don't have to have any experience for to be a phlebotomist. We can train you on site. Nurse aides as well. I think those are great positions to start if you're interested in the healthcare field and, you know, a clinical setting that is. So great opportunities there to get your, you know, feet wet and see if that's a career that you'd like to pursue. So those two come to mind. As far as like continuing education, we provide that as well. So we send our current employees to become LPNs at Career Technology Center, which is a great opportunity. We pay full tuition for them to you know, take advantage of that program, which is a 15-month program.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's that. I mean, I love to do these radio shows. I mean, although I work for the hospital, there are so many new things that come about within HR, you know, all the time that we just sometimes can't keep, you know, track of. And, you know, coming back to that LPN program, you don't necessarily have to have a nursing background, right?
No.
You can maybe, you know, someone may, you know, have a family, maybe working in dietary, right? But they want to get into nursing. So this may be an opportunity for them to do something like that, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Or even high school students just graduating.
Right.
Looking for a career path. Yeah. So
Right. Like not everyone wants to go to a four-year college, right?
Correct. Yes.
And so this is a great opportunity because as an LPN, you could still climb up that ladder, correct?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I know many employees, like I've been here for many, many years, that, you know, some of our, you know, some people I know, they're registered nurses now, right? But they started as a unit clerk.
Right.
They went into nurse's aide, you know, and then they, you know, we helped them go through that schooling, whether it be assistants or whatever. You know, when someone does do a program like that, we do ask that they commit some time back to us as
well,
right?
Absolutely. So with the LPN program, yes. So you attend the 15-month program, and then you have to work for us for 2 years afterwards. But, you know, again, you don't have any the tuition is paid for. You don't have any debt.
Right.
You know, you come out of the school, and you're ready to work.
And you're guaranteed a job.
Absolutely. Yes. And then, you know, from there, you can, if you want, you can you can go on to be an RN. So we've had some great success stories, and I love the success stories here. You know,
they're exciting.
They're exciting.
They're
really
exciting. So, you know, we talked a lot about job opportunities, but tell our listeners a little bit about Wayne Memorial Hospital.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's back up here. So Wayne Memorial Hospital is a nonprofit, independent community hospital managed locally and not out of state, which is great. I think we're thriving and growing state-of-the-art health system. We have offices in four counties and more than 1,000 employees. So Wayne Memorial Hospital itself is a 92 acute care beds. We have 92 acute care beds, including 50 private rooms and additional 14 beds in inpatient rehab. So I think we continue to be a driving force in the healthcare in our community. I think we're growing.
Right.
We have locations, like I said, everywhere. Wilkes-Barre.
Yes.
You know, Barnes Cason is another.
We just opened the Mid Valley.
Yes, Mid Valley.
You know, outpatient center. And again, these are opportunities for individuals to work in not so much a hospital setting, but we have so many different physician specialties clinics now as well, right?
Yes.
And we hire for them as well. So it's not necessarily, you know, acute care, but it could be outpatient services as well.
Absolutely. Urology is growing.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some of the benefits that, you know, we offer to Way Memorial employees?
Well, we have an excellent benefits package. So it's a comprehensive, cost-effective benefits package. It includes a company match on your 403B plan contributions. I think that's awesome. I mean, the benefits are amazing. I mean, we all know that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We offer short-term and long-term disability, paid time off after you've passed your probationary period time, which is typically 480 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing we always forget to mention is we have a gym upstairs in our
employee wellness
area. We have
an employee
wellness program, and we have a gym up on the fourth floor, and, you know, has a couple treadmills. It has weight training equipment, and it's open to just, you know, Wayne Memorial Hospital employees. It's open 24/7.
Right.
You can go up there on a break. You can, you know. I think that's really fun. So,
right. And we have excellent PT staff, our rehab staff, that will show you how to use the equipment so you don't have to be afraid and make sure you do it properly. There's also signs and all that stuff, which is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
especially,
absolutely.
You know, some people just, you know, they have a little bit of time before they run, they go home or before their shift. They have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Great resource.
Okay, this is another big question. Are we offering any sign-on bonuses?
Oh, yes, we are offering sign-on bonuses. We do. We offer sign-on bonuses for RNs, up to $25,000 for a sign-on bonus. LPNs, surge techs right now, radiology clerks, night positions, sign-on bonus for that evening position. Nurse aides and phlebotomists, both of those are $3,000 sign-on bonuses.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And there is a process with that, too, is, you know, we just don't hire someone and give them $3,000, right?
Right. Correct. Yes.
Because, you know, we have to safeguard every position that we have because, you know, if anything that I've seen in the many years I've worked at Way Memorial Hospital, longevity with our employees, we see it a lot, you know, people are dedicated, people want to stay here because it's a great environment to work.
It is. We have great culture here and work environments. Yeah.
So, you know, again, we talked a little bit about the opportunity to grow with the LPN programs. But again, you know, within every department, we've had people who worked in dietary that moved into nursing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, you can definitely transfer, when you know, and explore other opportunities once, you know, you are here working. And, you know, you can advance. There's lots of opportunities for advancement. And again, the training is on site and we also have education reimbursement as well, not just through the LPN program, but also, you know, separate from...
Right, right. Well, I did, I don't know if you were aware, I did nutrition for 25 years here at Wayne Memorial Hospital.
I think I knew that.
I am still registered dietitian, diabetes educator. So I did clinical for 25 years. And then I was like, you know what? I'd like a change.
Right.
So they did. They gave me that opportunity. So I became the manager of community health. And now I'm the manager of community relations.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
It's just a great opportunity.
I don't know how many positions here at Way Memorial Hospital. I should count. I should probably.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of different opportunities behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. I mean, there's.
Right.
And I think, you know, I think when you think hospital setting, I think most people think nurses, LPNs, but, you know, there's so many positions that are.
Right.
You know.
You don't have to work with patients if
correct.
You don't want to, right?
And they're just as important. I mean, everybody's important. Everybody plays a role in the success of the hospital. Every single person.
And that's what I love about Way Memorial. Right. There is not one position that is not needed or valued here at Way Memorial Hospital.
Yeah.
Our senior management team, you know, recognizes everyone.
Absolutely.
And that's what's just so nice about it.
Right.
Okay. So real quick, we have about, you know, maybe less than 2 minutes left. Walk-in Wednesdays. So it's every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday for June, month of June, from 10 a.m. until 3 at the Human Resources Building, which is, again, 500 Park Street in Honesdale, right across the street from the hospital, emergency room entrance. Our website, wmh.org. Phone number is 570-251-6539. I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, because you're one of the recruiters, right? And who else is on your team?
We have Kathleen Seafried and Kim Vivers.
Yes, wonderful. Great. Yeah. And welcome to Kathy McNoney, who is the new chief of Human Resources here at Way Memorial, right?
Happy to have her.
Yes. Full team.
Full team.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Wendy. We can't forget Wendy.
Oh, Wendy. She plays a crucial role in our hiring process.
You'll meet Wendy as soon as you walk through the door. Yes. She's our welcoming person all the time, right?
Yes.
So, Erica, I want to thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been really exciting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.